Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You pointed at yourself when you said your name.
With my thumb. Yeah. Who's got two thumbs and is ready to podcast? It's this guy.
What's funny is you're actually doing it. No one can see but me.
No, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm feeling better than I have in like
Two and a half weeks.
Yeah. So we're having a good time.
Yep.
We're having a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Brandon, yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too.
Yeah, I bet.
Like a lot.
Yeah, I bet. What are you drinking, speaking of feeling better?
I think this has helped.
Yeah, probably.
You made me a lovely gin drink mm-hmm. with some peach bubbly.
Yep.
Or buble, as they say in Canada.
Yes, buble, yeah, buble.
And I think gin is a health drink.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling better.
That's good. I'm glad that I've been looking after your health that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am drinking something you made me. We just made each other drinks, apparently. Mine has cold coffee and, Carol Ann's, and I think that's it.
It's
mostly Carol Ann's.
It's delicious Irish cold brew.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's actually really tasty. You spluttered when you tasted it. Yeah,
it was very strong.
I made
a whoopsie. But, like a good kind of whoopsie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all good.
Also, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
My nerd thing? Oh, so I talked about it. I was going to buy the Mario game in honor of the Mario Land opening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've gotten to play it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, you played it in short bursts when you were feeling well enough to.
Yeah, but it's Paper Mario the Origami mm-hmm. King, and I actually really like it. It's probably my favorite Paper Mario game.
Ooh.
I have played mm-hmm. most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can't say all, but most. I've played most of the Paper Mario games. I have a love-hate relationship with Paper Mario because it kind of replaced Super Mario RPG, which is one of my favorite games of all time.
Right.
And it's not as good as Super Mario RPG, so
right.
But this one's quite good. So yeah, I'm happy with the Origami King.
No. That's good.
It's very
seems
nerdy.
Fun. Like I've been in the room most of the time when you're playing it, and yeah, it's good. It's
kind of snarky and
yeah,
I like the snark.
Yeah, it makes me laugh a lot, like hearing it or reading it, I should say.
How about you? What are you nerding out on?
It was my birthday this last week.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was exciting and fun. It was my birthday. That was my nerdy thing.
What did you get for your birthday?
You got me. So I charmed aroma candles, but is Disney.
Yes.
Is Disney. I actually should put a picture up on Instagram. I don't have my regular phone, so I haven't been taking like pictures on this one as much.
You can use mine. It's the same as yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You broke your phone.
No, well, my phone broke.
Your phone broke and we're fighting with Samsung to fix it, but they're being very difficult about
yes,
it.
Yes, they are. But anyway, it is Disney. It is Cinderella's coach. Like the pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. It's like a light blue color.
And it's a candle.
It burns down and there's, well, I think there's like five or six different options, but there's a, like a necklace in
there. There's a hidden necklace inside.
So I don't know what I have yet. But then I also got a, I'm a Capricorn and it was a Capricorn candle as well. And I started burning that one.
Yeah. The Cinderella one was the important one.
Well, yes, the Cinderella one is the important one, but I'm also saving that one.
Yeah, because it's so cool.
It's so cool. But the really cool thing is then once the candle is gone, then it's like a really cool like ornament as well, like a collectible piece. Yeah. So
thank you
for my present.
I do good at presents.
Yes, I know.
I do very good.
Yes. Can't beat the Christmas present this last year, though. Like, ever.
Never.
Which was Disney.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about this week.
That is what we're talking about this week. Good. Good Sagui.
All right. Pretty good.
I love your Saguis.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Disney A News Update.
News.
Okay. Bunch of news things. First of all, we said last week that we were getting a new Mandalorian trailer. We did. What did you think?
I actually watched the football for this.
Yeah.
We watched it live. They actually made a big deal about it on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool. The football game wasn't great. But
it was cool that they were making a big deal about it.
They were making a big deal about it at halftime. And Tom Brady was not doing so good. Womp womp. Tom Brady. But Mandalorian?
Yeah. It looks really good, doesn't it?
It looks really good.
We're going to like frantically start watching all the Rebels episodes now because we finished Clone Wars.
Basically, yes. We finished Clone Wars, but yep. It seems like with Ahsoka and Mandalorian, it's like you kind of have to really get it.
Yeah.
You have to watch the animated shows.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
I'm totally on board with.
I really liked the end of Clone Wars.
Clone Wars, like...
I was, like, emotional.
I almost think we should do an episode on Clone Wars.
We can do that.
As a thing. But, sure. Like, Clone Wars is a series super uneven, but it has some of the best Star Wars that's ever Star Wars.
And animated. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah,
Clone Wars is awesome. But
we can do that, for sure. so, yeah, we new trailer, new poster, looks awesome. Also, a bunch of random news from out of Disneyland. Magic Key sales returned earlier this week. And, yeah, they said periodically throughout the year. They'd be up and then out and then up and then out. And,
get some money in there.
Yep. So that's exciting. Also, Mickey's Toontown is not reopening yet, but Runaway Railway in Mickey's Toontown is opening very soon.
Very soon.
Two
days after my birthday.
Yeah. Which is this week.
It was your birthday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my birthday.
Yes. We're a week apart.
We are born a week apart. Yes. Yes, but you are the old one.
Yes, I know. I'm a whole 7 days older than you. But 2 days after that, so this coming Friday, Runaway Railway will be opening, as well as that is considered like the start of all of the 100th anniversary stuff. And so they have a new Toontown sign. This was all over the Instagram and Twitter and whatnot. What did you think of this new Toontown sign?
I didn't love it.
No, me neither.
It's trying to do too much. We're looking at a picture of it right now. They have like caricatures of like Disney characters
in the
letters for Toontown.
Yeah.
And it's trying to do too much.
It's too busy.
People forget that Toontown came from Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It shouldn't be like Mickey and Minnie and I.
No, I don't have a problem with that. It's technically called Mickey's Toontown. It's always technically been called Mickey's Toontown.
You put the emphasis on Mickey then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do the letters for Mickey with the caricatures or
something.
Yeah,
I think it looks cool that there's, like, a fresh paint job and everything on it, and that there's a new sign. That's good they have a new sign, but they didn't need to put the figures inside Toontown. It's actually kind of hard to read.
It's way too busy.
Yeah.
And then the other thing about that sign is the population.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, a counter, and like, previously it was, like, random. They had, like, random symbols in the
population. Yeah, there'd be, like, a number and then, like, an umbrella or, like...
It was funny.
Yeah, a turkey.
I think they should make that spinning counter actually spin.
It used to.
And have random symbols in it and just, like, just be random.
That when Toontown first opened, it used to.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. They've had cast member previews for Runaway Railway, and they have confirmed they'll be doing a virtual queue for it. We knew this was coming.
Of course.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of construction going on at Disney because this is going on, winding down. Water levels have started dropping for DCA for San Francisco. And there's been, like, more specific details leaked. But, yeah, so water levels have gone down and construction is, like, slowly starting. They haven't started, like, blocking stuff off or anything like that, but they're getting into it.
San Francisco is going to go up and Pacific Wharf is...
I'm really excited.
There's a lot of talk about forcing IPs in places.
Mm-hmm.
I personally was against, like, forcing an IP for... Space Mountain, for example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this, I think, my personal opinion, I think this is a great place to put an IP. You're not losing anything. No one's going to mourn Pacific Wharf, which means nothing.
Yeah.
And like the way it was built, it was kind of Californian sort of anyway, because mm-hmm. like that's what DCA was.
Yeah.
And you pull in the impression from Big Hero 6, which is Californian plus Tokyo, and you get a cool thing that's an IP, and it costs you nothing.
It's an easy transition. It makes a lot of sense. It Disney-fies it without forcing anything there. That's my problem with forcing on IPs, is like, don't do it just to do it. But this totally makes sense. I'm here for it. It's going to basically win-win for everything, because it's going to add more character interactions with Baymax doing meet and greets there. It's going to add, they're adding in a gift shop area. They're separating to add like a beer stall restaurant.
They're not taking away any restaurants, they're just like retheming them.
Yeah, and reconfiguring.
And you're getting character interaction and a gift shop. Yeah. So I think this is just wins even on top of wins. Though,
yeah, and things don't quite, they're not cohesive there anyway, right now.
I don't hate that area, no, but it's kind of very meh.
Yeah.
And with a Baymax theme, San Francisco theme, I think it's just better.
Not only that, you're going to have some great Instagram spots.
If you ask me, would I prefer a Baymax themed Big Hero 6 ride?
Well, of course. Yes, of course.
But that's not on the table, so we'll get a little.
And Baymax is fantastic, so I really like that Big Hero 6 is getting some love.
Yeah.
And it actually makes sense, because with them focusing on, like, that's where Avengers Campus is, which is Marvel property, and, like, it all makes sense superhero-wise.
The area, yeah. Big Hero 6, if you didn't know, is actually a Marvel property.
Exactly.
And if Big Hero 6 can get some love, maybe we get a Big Hero 6 too?
Yeah, I don't know. I love the shorts. The shorts were great.
The shorts were good. I don't know. I really like Baymax, and I would like to see more Baymax. So
yeah, fair. Okay, so other things, we've got 100th anniversary stuff showing up. There's been some new decor added to Sleeping Beauty's castle. There's like a medallion, there's like a big star. I said last week that the fountains
have started. They've put some infrastructure in the moat.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
For the big show, and like they're going to have fountains going up and stuff. So that's cool.
And then I've got another one for you. So there are new banners along the tram route of the Disneyland Resort, naming different attractions, parks, movies, and more with their debut year, which is cool. Like, so as you're going to Disneyland, you're like, oh, okay. So do you know what year the Matterhorn bobsled came to Disneyland?
Like, right at the beginning?
No, but the banner says they did. They showed up 4 years later in 1959.
Really?
After Disneyland was open for a while, Walt was like, we need a thrill attraction.
Did they build the mountain?
No.
It was that's right. It was like a picnic area or something.
Yep.
I do know this. So the banners are lying.
The banners, there are several mistakes on these banners. Like,
it's like when Pirates opened in 1959. I know. There's a quote in Jurassic Park, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's Disney reference, and it's about Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. They used the wrong year for when Pirates opened.
Yes, so the quote is, because I know, because I yell at it every single time.
You do. You get very upset.
When Disneyland opened in 1955, nothing worked, and then Ian's like, yeah, but if Pirates breaks down, the Pirates don't eat the tourists.
Pirates
wasn't there in 1955.
Pirates was not there. No, I think they even get the opening wrong. Like, it's like 1959. It's bad.
It's all around
wrong.
It's
very bad.
So, so are these banners. Because there's several that are just wrong at the Disneyland Resort.
That's unforgivable.
Like, that's bad.
No, you get the banners right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm hoping they fix them. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But, yeah. So, that's kind of unfortunate. And then another, like, this is the big news item, is DCA has officially began their Lunar New Year celebration.
Happy New Year also.
Yes.
Lunar New Year.
Yes. So for big those deal. Who celebrate.
Happy Year of the Rabbit.
Yeah. So there's actually some really cool merch that has like a bunch of Disney rabbits on it, but they're really bringing out Oswald a lot for this, which is cool. And
that's awesome. Like, I was thinking DCA is big on Pixar. So I was thinking, like, the Zootopia rabbit.
Judy, she is on some merch, and she's, like, been around.
But Oswald is so perfect, because it's, like,
perfect.
DCA leans into the 20s, like, the start of the Disney company.
And how perfect is it that it's during
it's so good.
The 100th celebration?
It's so good.
So good.
Chef's kiss.
like, I actually had to look this one up. I was like, what is, who is this cat that's with Oswald? Because not only can you meet Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
You can meet his wife.
Yeah, and apparently you said they're actually married?
Austriana or something. I don't know.
I think it's Hortensia.
Hortensia, yes. You are correct. But, yeah. She's a kitty cat. She kind of looks like Felix the Cat, which is a much more famous cartoon cat.
She really does.
She's also topless for some reason.
The old Minnie Mouse ones was too.
She's topless, but...
But even on the Magic Key official Lunar New Year pins, there's both of them. And so I think that's just really cute.
They're adorable.
They're so cute. I really like this. So I love that Oswald's getting some love, especially for the 100th. Like,
and
it's
he's got a wife
timing.
And everything.
Yeah, like, it's a whole thing.
Good for you, Oswald. You're living your best life right now. Year of the Rabbit.
Yeah, the Year of the Rabbit. But yeah, so a lot of the merch does have like other rabbits on it. Like it has even Thumper or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
there's a lot of rabbits in Disney,
which
lore.
I really like. But I like that they're leaning into Oswald. I think that's perfect.
Thumper, we have some in like Robin Hood.
Yep. Yeah.
Like the kids. Yeah. There's two kids that are rabbits.
Yeah, so there's like a family of rabbits. Actually, they're at the beginning. They're the ones who go meet Maid Marian.
And then, of course, the Winnie the Pooh rabbit.
Yes, rabbit is in there too.
I identify with a rabbit.
I know. It doesn't surprise me. I always liked rabbit. Yeah. I always thought it was not nice that everyone was so mean to rabbit.
Poor rabbit.
Yeah. But I also have here, I'm not going to go like, we'll just tear through this super quickly. But I actually have here as well the list of all of the items for Disneyland Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
Because they do have the festival and everything.
They have a whole food festival for it. They have booths and, like, fancy signs.
But what's also really cool...
Because they redo all the booths for Lunar New Year. They don't reuse any of the signs for Lunar New Year. So that's
nope.
cool.
And what's
I'm going to say Lunar New Year a couple more times.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But what's also kind of cool is they have, of course, tons of stuff in, like, Shanghai and Hong Kong Disneyland and stuff like that. Like, everyone's celebrating this, of course.
Like, as North Americans, it's tough to understand how important Lunar New Year actually is in different parts of the world. Like, China
It's a big
shuts
thing.
Down
really?
For Lunar New Year. Oh,
that's
yeah.
so cool.
It's like the big holiday of the
That's
year.
Really cool.
Yeah. They shut down for January and it's like,
well, our main topic today is going to be kind of short. So do you want me to run through these
yeah,
and
let's,
see what you think?
Let's do Lunar New Year and then we'll have a short main topic.
Okay.
It's all good.
So again, this is a DCA, and again, you have the options of a Sip and Savor Pass, which has the 6 coupons, which is good for food and
only
non-alcoholic.
6 coupons. Yep. That's less.
Oh, that's true. Ours was 8.
8.
For both. Okay, so there's one booth is called Bamboo Blessings. This has the Mickey Mouse-shaped hot dog bun, Mickey Mouse-shaped purple sweet potato macaron, which I thought looked amazing, Young Master Brewery Pale Ale with Mandarin and Bergamot Zest.
Ooh.
Four Suns Lunar New Year IPA, Master Gao Brewery Baby Jasmine Tea Lager. That sounds intriguing. Three Weavers Brewing Company Moon Rabbit, which is a stout.
No.
A gingerine, which is a ginger wheat ale with tangerine honey and lemon juice.
Dang.
That's
like most of these beers I want to try except the stout because I don't.
That's fine. That one sounds really good. There's a green tea rice lager, a black rice ale. Lagers, one that is topped with a frozen mango beer foam, which I thought sounded intriguing.
Wow.
And then there's several flights. There's the Lucky Flight, the Prosperity Flight.
Because it has like all the different beers.
Exactly. And there's a Lotus Flower Glow Cube.
I would be drinking all the flights and then picking my favorite and having a full one.
This would, yeah, we did not really partake of the, any of the alcohol that was part of the booth.
There wasn't.
None
Anything
that really
that,
caught
like,
your eye.
Caught my eye.
So we,
before,
I did say
yeah.
that we didn't have any drinks. I was thinking alcoholic drinks.
That's true. You did say that.
Yeah, but we did have a cold brew, and there was an alcoholic option for that. And we had heard the reviews that it didn't add anything to it.
Yeah, we just had the non-alcoholic cold
which
brew,
was
which was like half the price, and
yeah, so good.
Tasted really good.
Yeah.
At the holiday festival,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes. But here you'd be intrigued by the beers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are like super weird beers that you don't like normally get.
That's what I like about festivals.
Yeah.
Try something weird.
Try something weird.
And that's what I always say is I want to try the weirdest thing
mm-hmm.
that I know would have a possibility of me liking.
Like your macaroni
Oh, at the Food and Wine?
Yes. That had peanut butter and jelly and macaroni and cheese. Yeah,
it had Pop Rocks on it.
With Pop Rocks for some reason.
It was so good. I loved it. I thought it was so bizarre.
That was last April.
Yes, it was. Lucky Eight Lantern is the next booth. This one has a quesabirria egg roll.
Well, I like egg rolls.
With pepper consomme and cheese beef birria and... Yeah, this looks like a really
sign me up for fun, that. Yeah. Okay,
like it looks like the equivalent of like a beef dip because it has the consomme dip on there.
Oh,
but it an egg is roll like form, in an yeah. egg roll, like but Mexican inspired.
Okay,
you're bizarre.
You're not saying anything that I'm
opposed to.
No, like it's like all good things.
The Mandarin mousse cake looks great, and I'm not always like a crazy dessert person, but first of all, these look beautiful. There are layers of Mandarin mousse with vanilla cake and clementine compote with white chocolate crunch. That sounds really good. Coconut lavender matcha foam iced coffee also sounds great. I love matcha.
Matcha is interesting. It's an it's very specific flavor, but I think it would work with a cold brew.
I think so too, especially coconut. And I love lavender and I love coconut. Like all these things sound
magic
good to me.
Magic does go well with coconut.
Yeah, really good. Then we have the Red Dragon Spice Traders. Here we have probably something I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this. I'm so sorry. Gochujang?
Yeah.
Elote? It's okay. The corn on the cob.
Oh, yes. So this is like Asian
street corn.
Asian / Mexican street corn. Yeah. Like that's a good fusion. I don't know.
I think this is going to be great. It is spicy. It says
elote is like I love Mexican food, but elote is one of like top tier.
Yeah, agreed.
Like Mexican street corn is so good.
It is really really good.
And like throw a little Asian spin on it?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I think that'd be so good.
I'm here for it.
Yep. It says it is, it has cajeta cheese drizzled with spicy gochujang sauce. Which I'm probably pronouncing wrong. I'm so sorry. We have a red spice fried chicken bites.
Yum.
We have a guava whiskey cocktail.
Yes.
And we have the dancing firecracker, which is more my kind of style. And that is pineapple and lime juice. This is non-alcoholic with hibiscus.
No, I will go for the whiskey guava.
You know what? I think if we were there, this would be our booth of choice.
Yeah.
Wrapped with love is pork and shrimp wontons with a black garlic sauce.
Oh, my God.
Bok choy and mushroom dumplings with a black garlic sauce. Pineapple by who? I don't know. Okay, cocktail. So
did we learn nothing from Last of Us? You don't want to mess with the fungus. Keep the mushroom out of your bok choy.
No, that sounds delicious. No. Bok choy mushroom dumplings would be great.
Bok choy dumplings, yes. Fungus, no.
Bok choy mushroom dumplings.
Say it with me. Fungus, no.
You know what? Remember when we did a poll about eggnog, good or bad, and you like lost miserably because everyone loves eggnog except
you? I can't help that everyone's wrong but me. Like, whatever.
There's also a grapefruit melon wine cocktail.
That sounds pretty
good. And then we have the Prosperity Bao and Bun. Nice. Pepperoni pizza bao bun with marinara.
Oh, it looks like the lamplight bao taco.
Oh, that is the char siu barbecue pork bao.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's many baos.
Mm-hmm.
Many baos. Yes. Handle them.
Peach yuhaade, which is like a lemongrass kind of cocktail. That looks really good. And then a peach version and a lychee, which has gin and prosecco.
Oh my goodness.
And lychee syrup. With
wow.
lemongrass and grapefruit.
Okay.
and that's
I'm very shocked because it's the Lunar New Year festival, so it's like smaller. I think there's more stuff on this list that I liked than even the Food and Wine Festival, which was big.
It was big. I haven't gotten to the noodle one yet.
Ugh.
Longevity Noodle Company has garlic noodles.
Yes.
Spicy pork dandan noodles.
Yes.
And then a raspberry oat milk tea.
Okay.
Which is, like, looks awesome.
I could try that, yeah.
Oh, we're still not done, because then we can go over to, those are the booths. There's Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, which has a milk tea taro cheesecake.
Oh, taro. Taro. You're like big on taro.
I'm
now.
So big on taro right now. I've never had it before.
We have to talk about the taro pretzel.
Okay, let me get to because that's after. A Valentine's thing.
Don't forget the taro pretzel.
Okay, Lamplight Lounge has a surf and turf fried rice, sesame seed donuts, Three Weavers Brewing like a special beer. It's a Seafarer Kolsch style, and then a Lunar New Year cocktail, which is curious. Hen soju. Aperol, carrot and orange juices, cream of coconut with raspberry, and then topped with a mint leaf.
Wow.
Bizarre.
That is kind of bizarre.
Intriguing.
Aperol is a very strong flavor.
We're still not done, because that's like for the lounge part. If you went to the boardwalk dining, there's also pork dumplings with Chinese broccoli, mushrooms, and shallots and chilies.
Pork dumplings are just a straight win anywhere, anytime.
We can go to the Lucky Fortune Cookery, where we have mango sticky rice, which has taro and coconut sticky rice.
Taro is the food of the year, apparently.
The Magic Key Terrace has pork spare ribs with peanut chili sauce. Yum. Not that we're Magic Key people. Pacific Wharf Cappuccino Cart has a green tea horchata. Yum. And a coffee bundt cake. Wharf Cafe also has a white chocolate apple bread pudding.
Oh, bread pudding is good.
Looks so good. Paradise Garden Grill has a kimchi.
Oh, kimchi, yes.
I'm not gonna be able to say this. Bokkyeombap. I don't know. It's kimchi with potato, carrot, and onion fried rice. Wow. Yep. Oh. It has shrimp lo mein, dak bulgogi.
It's
banh mi.
It's a really good thing we're not going.
A sweet and sour whole fish. I'm still going. Tiger milk tea, more beer, a blackberry cocktail. Sonoma Terrace has pad thai spring rolls. Goofy's Churro Cart has an almond cookie churro. Mm. Yum. The outdoor food carts also have chicken bao, teriyaki turkey legs, baked coconut almond gao, purple grape cotton candy, hard cider imperial ale cider.
So,
and a puffed rice Chinese pale
turkey,
ale.
Teriyaki turkey legs might solve the problem with turkey legs, because I hear that Disneyland big old turkey legs, your stereotypical turkey legs, are kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
Teriyaki would probably solve
probably.
That.
Probably. We also have lots of, there's a rabbit firecracker cocktail. And then there's also lots of different, like, rabbit-shaped cookies and things like that.
Hippity-hoppity.
Of course,
let's
we have...
eat all the food.
Exactly. Of course, there's also, like, special things in Downtown Disney. There's lots of pork belly bao bun is one thing. Crazy Shake, of course, has its own thing. There's a drink called the Lunar Eclipse, which is a gin drink.
Oh!
Mad Dumplings food truck has shown up now. It's starting January 13th. That is just having dumplings and rice dishes.
That sounds good.
Yep. But yes, basically all the restaurants have stuff.
You know how excited I am the fact that gin has taken
so good.
Like a mainstay as a spirit in cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
You used to have rum or vodka.
Yep.
Or maybe whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Gin is so good. As a cocktail spirit, it's just good.
No.
So I'm happy about that.
I like that too.
Thumbs up on gin.
And we also have, there's a Lunar New Year procession, like a cavalcade, mini cavalcade, I guess. Or bigger cavalcade. Yes, it is Mulan's Lunar New Year procession. So anyway, that is pretty cool, I thought. Then Oswald makes an appearance.
And Oswald with his dunce cap or whatever that is.
So yes, full on mini parade for that. Complete with dragon.
No, Minnie's not a part of it.
Oh my. So anyway, lots of news on that one, but I was like, whoa, there's like, it sounds good, hey?
Yeah.
When are we ever going to get to go for Lunar New Year?
You have to retire. I might have to retire. I don't know. January, February is not a great time for us.
No, it's not. Anyway, that is pretty exciting. But also, you did say, so we have that going on, but we also have tons of Valentine's Day stuff coming out. And we can talk about this, the whole thing later, but we have seen many things. So let's mention while we're talking food, and you brought up the taro.
Yeah, okay. Just the taro pretzel. We can talk about Valentine's Day stuff now.
Well, so part of
next
episode. Part of the problem is there's all the Lunar New Year food. There's a bunch of the 100th celebration food coming out that's special, yeah, and merch and stuff and so forth.
Lots of special stuff.
And then
stuff.
Valentine's on top of that. Mm-hmm. So I think this is actually a Valentine's Day thing. Disneyland went heavy into Valentine's and didn't really touch the Lunar New Year. It's kind of how they're separating it.
There's Valentine's and 100th stuff. I think the pretzel might be 100th.
Okay.
Just based on the purple coloring.
That's true. It could be. You might be right. I was thinking because it's cookies and cream based.
It is.
This is a cream cheese filled pretzel. It is at the pretzel cart in Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
And it is taro again. Taro
based with some like Oreos.
Yeah. And like cream basically cheese. So cream cheese filled. Crushed Oreos just like covering, chocolate cookie. It's Oreos.
Quote unquote Oreo. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just covering it. This is definitely a fork and knife eating one. And we have heard only amazing.
Everybody that's tried it that we've seen absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
And it looks closer to a funnel cake than a pretzel.
Just because it's so big and just covered in cookies. Yeah. Plus, how are you going to go wrong with a cookies and cream flavoring?
Yeah.
The best flavoring.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And like you said, taro is everywhere.
Taro is everywhere.
We had several cold brews on our recent trip. And the one that you can still get that wasn't like holiday specific was in Docking Bay 7.
Is that still... Can you still get it?
That was not... holiday specific.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, it was taro.
So. Yeah. So anyway, that is highly recommend on that one. You're looking it up now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I super am. The taro cold brew was a seasonal item. I was like 95% sure. That's why I looked it up, because I like being right. And fist bump for being right.
All right, fine. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So all the cold brews we had were seasonal then.
Yes.
But anyway, taro good is my point.
Taro,
bring that one back. That was really good.
Taro works well.
Yeah, it does.
Especially with coffee. Yeah. I don't know about a salty pretzel with cream cheese and taro.
It's going to be delicious.
I don't know.
It's going to be delicious.
Everybody likes it, so I would give it a try.
Yep. Let's head to the main topic. Or do you have any other news?
I do not, off the top of my head. Go Mandalorian.
Okay.
Oh, I do have one. I do have one thing.
Okay.
There was some leaks from apparently the set of the Agatha show.
What? You didn't tell me this.
Yes, they had some shot. I don't know if they were official leaks or whatever.
Yeah.
It's currently apparently titled Coven of Chaos. They did change that from House of Harkness, but the leaked shot had like a director's chair.
Yeah.
And it said Agnes of Westview on it.
Interesting.
And there's some rumors that it might be somewhat musical based.
What?
But I think Agnes of Westview is simply the in-universe title of the show that they're pulling off. I still think it's going to be called Coven of Chaos.
Right.
And there's going to be a musical show component.
I love it. I'm gonna be so excited.
I think it's gonna be really good, and they're definitely still making it.
Okay, that was my worry, because I was really, really excited for that, and she's just awesome, and that character's awesome.
Yeah, Catherine Han is
like
one
so
of my favorite actors.
Right?
Oh, like,
and it's one you never think of.
No, she's
right.
She's
just
really,
so good.
She's really good,
and like super, super talented, and like I loved that character.
Even something dumb like this Christmas, we watched some like random stuff. Bad Mom's Christmas.
Oh yeah,
she was in that.
Hilarious.
Very good.
Absolutely hilarious. Everything she touches is mm-hmm. She's a great. We watched a horror movie and she was like the mom, and she was on screen for like 15 minutes or something. Like she's
was,
not even a
that
character.
Was the visit where the kids go visit grandma and grandpa, and grandma and grandpa are not grandma and grandpa.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's there at the beginning and she's there at the end. Like she's hardly in
it
at all. And she's like
she's
really
so
good.
Good. So good.
So, and I love this character, and I love the, like the bizarre nature of it. And I'm like still obsessed with WandaVision. So like this is a tie to that. I'm very happy.
Okay.
Do bizarre.
We're being very positive right now.
Yeah.
We should go to the main topic and be less positive.
I'm pretty positive still about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we are, but
especially me.
Our main topic is less positive.
Okay, let's go to the main topic. At the park. Okay, so last week we talked about our trip to Disney, and we said that we were going to talk about dealing with, like, at Disneyland when things don't go according to plan, or, like, dealing with disappointment and things like that. So we just wanted to talk about that a little bit.
So when you make a trip to Disneyland, when you're not a local, mm-hmm. like we are.
Correct.
You end up spending a lot of money.
That's true.
And if you're like us, you spend a lot of time planning.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a plan in your head of, like, how things are going to go.
Well, we are definitely planners for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially for travel.
But even if you are a planner, sometimes you have to realize that things are not going to go according to plan.
That's actually why I like being a planner, is when things don't go according to plan, you can have always, the information.
You can always pivot.
Pivot.
Yeah.
It was Friends.
Yeah, it was a Friend. Yeah. That is a Friends reference. Okay.
Exactly.
But, so, for example, our recent trip.
Yeah.
Our very first day.
Yep.
We showed up.
Yep.
We're all raring to go.
Yep.
We get in line at 6:30 a.m. for the security.
Yep.
And we get through security and we're lining up for rope drop, and we get right up close and personal for rope drop, and mm-hmm. we're like, we're going to go to Rise.
Yeah, we decided we were going to attempt rope drop Rise, which, if you're going to rope drop Rise, that's your only rope drop thing.
Yeah. So the thing is, your first hour of the park time, regardless of how busy it is very precious, because mm-hmm. lines are the shortest for attractions. And so we were like, well, we're going to give our best shot. Rise doesn't open early for early entry. So you're dealing with that now as well. You have hotel guests. You get a half an hour
mm-hmm.
in the park before anybody else. So you have to keep that in mind as well. Rise of the Resistance isn't open.
No.
For the early morning, but some people will line up to...
As close as they can.
They'll have a secondary rope drop that's closer, then so they can get in in line for that before you. But
we were close to the rope, and we were like, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna give her a shot. So rope drop happened. We walked past Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We walked past Haunted Mansion. We walked mm-hmm. past Pirates. Big Thunder to Rise. We had heard it was down. It was down.
Mm-hmm.
So then we looped around
mm-hmm.
To go to Big Thunder. Big Thunder was down.
Yep.
We looped around. Haunted Mansion was down.
Yep.
We looped around. Pirates was down.
No, Pirates was up.
Pirates was up. Indiana Jones was down.
Yeah. And even though it had been open at...
Basically, everything was down. Yeah. And
on one of the busiest days of the year.
On, like, the first time that Genie Plus had ever sold out.
Yep. Yeah, because it sold out the next 2 days, too. And there's only been 3 times it's ever sold out.
it was the first. Anyway, so our first hour, we got on one ride.
Yeah.
Which is really bad for...
Like rope drop time.
Rope drop time.
Yeah. I wasn't mad at the ride we did, but had we gone straight there, we would have been like 10 minutes, but it was like an hour. And that was... our first ride was Pirates.
It wasn't even an hour. It was like half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a long lineup for Pirates. We hadn't been on Pirates because it wasn't open in April.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good first ride.
Yeah. And it's Pirates, which we both love.
But if we had rope dropped it instead of, like, circling the park, we could have gone to something else than after.
Yeah.
But, I mean... We had to deal with that in the time, and you could only make the decisions that you can in the moment.
Yes. And then after that, we went to Haunted Mansion Holiday, which I was very excited about because I had never seen the holiday overlay. Always been there, during the summer, except when we just went in April. So that was, like, super cool and everything. But had we planned that, or had something been open or something like that,
There was just a lot of down rides at the beginning, which... completely destroyed our plans. And that could have ruined your day if you let it stick with you.
Because we saw people where that happened. And that's actually why we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. Because this happened, like, we were in the same boat as them. But we're like, oh, cool, we get to ride pirates. We didn't get to ride that last time. And it was like, oh, man, it's too bad we didn't. But it's just like, oh, man, that's too bad. And then we, like, giggle through pirates. You know, like, it's not really a thing. Like, you're allowed, like, you can be disappointed with these things. But there's a difference between being like, oh, man, that's disappointing. That didn't work out. And, like, I'm now going to be miserable for the next 18 hours.
Well, yeah. You have a lot of time in the park, no matter how busy or unbusy it is. And you, yeah, you're spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You're still spending a lot of money whether you're miserable or not.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You already spent the money. You may as well not be miserable about it, right? We ended up, we did the total, and we both felt like during things like we felt like we didn't get on as many of the high flyer rides as we had. But when I did the math, we did. The only one where we did significantly less was Indiana Jones, but Pirates wasn't open, and we rode Pirates like 7 times.
And Pirates takes a long time.
Pirates
is easier to get on than most rides because it loads so fast. But,
yeah. And we rode it back-to-back on New Year's Eve, which was a walk-on both times. But, like, if we're just going straight ride counts, we actually did about the same or maybe even slightly better. But it didn't feel that way because there was a lot of, like, downtime. Like, it wasn't as evenly spread out.
And so that's a really good point in managing disappointment. You have to look at, like, some of the off-the-beaten-track stuff that you want to do.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Whether that's a food item that you want to try, mm-hmm. and you mobile order it, and you look forward to that.
Yeah.
Or you try something like going through Turtle Talk with Crush.
Right.
Or Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Oh, yes. We didn't do Turtle Talk, but we definitely did Mickey's PhilharMagic, and that was super cute, and I had never done that before.
And even on the busiest day, Mickey's PhilharMagic is going to be a walk-on.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, we were there on the busiest day. It's a really big theater.
Yeah.
It's not, like, if you time it right, it's basically a walk-on. If you're waiting, you're just waiting for the next show to start.
Which is, like, it's where Muppets used to be, and that was always kind of the same deal.
Yeah.
And that was good, because it's like, well, if not, they have, like, a cute little, like, area, like, waiting room and stuff like that. It was, like, we walked right into the theater, so we didn't see any of that, of course. But no, it was cute. And hey, if your feet are sore, this is a nice little spot to just sit for a little bit. Or if you go during summer, I was like, hey, that place is air conditioning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, or if it's raining, you're out of the rain. So there's a lot of, like, little things like that that you normally might just walk right past. You mentioned Turtle Talk. That's a great one. We didn't do. Actually, I love the animation building.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. The Animation Academy.
Yeah. We didn't do that this time because we did it in April.
I cannot draw to save my life, so I won't do the Animation Academy.
I actually love the Animation Academy.
It's a really good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a free souvenir.
And that's what I was going to say, is you get to keep the thing you drew.
It's a whole experience
and
that you're actually
if you're
not
inept
this.
Like me, it actually looks pretty good. Like, they walk you through it pretty well. Like, most people can draw something.
I would really like to do it sometime with you. I think you're, but it's like a huge auditorium too. Like, no one sees other than you what you're doing. But it's super fun. But like that whole building actually is great. Some of the tech and stuff is a little dated, but it's fun to like go through. I like the Beast's Library, and I like the focus on animation. And it's something that even on a crowded day and very crowded, like, yeah, it would be busier in there than normal, of course, but there's still, like, an experience there. One thing we did that we hadn't done in April, again, because it was so busy, we're like, hey, you had never been to Tom Sawyer's Island.
Exactly.
Or, sorry, Pirate's Lair.
Pirate's Lair at Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yes, I'm sorry. So, yeah, we were like, why not? So we went over and we explored, and that is a really fun way if you were trying to escape some crowds. Or
even on, like, it was one of the busiest days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There was people there, like, you weren't alone.
Oh yeah.
But it felt kind of freeing, like you weren't absolutely crushed by people. And no. And there was little places to explore, and you could be by yourself a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And then we didn't see this. But we walked by later, and we saw, like, a little pirate group was entertaining people, like musicians and stuff. Like, it's fun. It's cute over there.
They do stuff over there.
There's some interactive elements, and yeah.
And, yeah, you can do some...
Go explore the caves.
The caves are actually pretty cool. Pretty good, and, like, yeah. The interactive Davy Jones cave.
Yeah, I like that one.
Has a lot of cool stuff in it. So there is some off...
And some
off,
photo
off,
spots there, too.
Off, yeah, you have some photo opportunities. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's off-the-beaten-track stuff to do in Disneyland. Yeah.
Or another thing that you did is on that first day when it was, like, it started to get, like, super busy quite quickly... we're like, okay, well, you know what? We kind of like rope drop is done now. I guess that time is, and now it's really, really busy. So we said mobile order. We had our holiday gray stuff and a cold brew, and we went and we found a bench and we just like sat for a little bit and looked at stuff and yeah.
Yeah. And you plan out like if all the rides are way too lined up and you don't want to wait in a 2-hour lineup, you can do other stuff.
Yeah. There's tons of stuff to do. But the big thing is you're allowed to be disappointed about things.
And believe me, this last trip, I was kind of frustrated and disappointed at lots of times. But I didn't, like, let it ruin my mood.
No, because then that's going to actually affect things. Like, and there's certain things you can't control. Like, we can't control how many people are there. And the people who were there, since they were not annual pass, or sorry, Magic Key holders, they were out of towners like us, so they were utilizing Genie Plus a lot more than, say, your average annual pass holder was going to do.
Yep.
Which I could see Disney really, really liking. However, for us, who, like, really liked Genie Plus, that made it harder to use. We still, like, figured it out. Pro tip you have, man, you did well with refreshing that, a button a couple times.
Yeah, so if it's that's the thing. If it's a super, super duper busy and you're not having a whole lot of luck with the Genie Plus, and you've gone to the rides that you want to go to, or you haven't gone to the rides you want to go mm-hmm. to, and they're all booked up, they don't have any openings. If you refresh the app,
mm-hmm.
there will be cancellations.
Yeah, you were shocked at how many, and you got some great ones.
When someone cancels something, you can book their spot mm-hmm. and. The ability, like how close it is
mm-hmm.
time-wise for the booking, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember one time we were in line and you were like, oh, cool, in 15 minutes we just got a thing for what... I was like, oh, wow, that's right. But
you do have to stay on top of it for that, which is a problem because you're like looking at your phone the whole time. But if you're in line for something else and you're just refreshing your phone absentmindedly and talking, someone else can be playing Heads Up.
That's another fun tip we have for those crazy long lineups. The amount of people we saw playing Heads Up, that is really cool.
It's a really engaging game.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Heads Up is, it's a little app on your phone. I think it originated from the Ellen Show.
I think it
actually.
Did actually. Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's kind of like charades or password or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And your phone will display a word, and you put it on your forehead.
Yeah.
And everyone else in your group has to make the person that's holding the phone up guess what that is. And
as fast as possible.
As fast as possible, because you're trying to go through multiple of them. And you can pass, whatever. And it's based on a category, things like that. But it actually makes the line go by really fast, because you're playing a game the whole time.
Yeah, and it's even though you're on your phone, it's like interactive, and you're still like, you're playing a game together.
You're playing with the people. So yeah, it's using technology, but it's not like, you're not just like, playing on your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So actually, this is great. And we even talked about, so one problem is, of course, if you're on your phone a lot doing like mobile ordering and Genie Plus and stuff like that, you probably don't want to be using your battery up to play Heads Up.
You have a designated Disneyland app person. You have a designated Heads Up person.
That's what we figured.
Mm.
And pictures.
And you have a designated picture person.
So, and that's another tip.
You have a bigger group.
I don't know. But that's another tip is things like, even though it was super, super busy, we made really good use of PhotoPass.
Yes. PhotoPass, there's lots of photographers around the park, and most of them don't have a very big line.
No, because they move through so quickly. Like, mm-hmm. they know what they're doing. So, that's great. And if you go and you just, like, have this positivity, or And I'm not saying everything is sunshine and rainbows. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Very important. You're allowed to be disappointed.
Totally.
I was, in this past trip, I was disappointed quite a bit.
I wasn't.
No, but like, there's things that are out of your control.
Yes.
That make you have a less than good time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to be disappointed about those.
Totally.
Like, it was super busy.
Yeah.
And that makes you not be able to go on Guardians of the Galaxy as much as you wanted to.
Although we still wrote. And that's another thing. Guardians is a great example because it's your favorite attraction in the park. And it is, it was our most ridden ride in April. And it felt like we didn't do it as many times. Only twice less than April when we felt like we did it tons. So
that was my delicious Genie Plus cancellation skills at work.
But that's the thing, is when you actually, it's like sometimes it might feel that way, but when you take a moment, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like,
it is what it is, but you're allowed to be a little disappointed. We had things out of our control, like I say, the crowd levels,
and then
for
the
sure,
weather.
And then the big one is the weather.
Yeah.
You can never control the weather. Disney can't control the weather. They can control the crowd levels, for sure.
Yeah.
They won't. But the weather, no one can control yet.
But if someone could, it would be Disney.
Yeah. They're working on it. But right now, they cannot control the weather. We had really awful weather for Southern California.
Yeah, like, shockingly, like, so much so that Californians were like, this is so abnormal.
Yeah. So, we had basically the worst possible weather you could absolutely imagine.
For California, but it's still California.
For Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think we had a pretty good time.
We had an excellent time. So I actually want to talk about New Year's Eve, because that was the worst weather day.
That's a perfect
there were literally
example,
had
yeah.
flood warnings out. And New Year's Eve is like usually a very big event there. You could tell, like, we didn't really know what was going on other than there was like an event going on. So some examples of how you make the best of a bad situation is we can't control the flood warning kind of things.
Nope.
Absolute like monsoon rain in the middle of the afternoon, though. We were like, hey, it stopped raining for a bit, that's exciting. So like we went and did stuff, but there was also like it had started raining a little bit. We started our day at DCA and we're in like rain jackets and we're like, you know what, let's do Grizzly River Run. We rode Grizzly River Run 3 times back to back because we thought that would be funny and we were in rain jackets. And at that point it was a walk on and everything was really busy. And we're wet from the rain and we're wet from the ride. Like there was no difference.
Yeah.
So there was like a funny thing we did that like we would not have done if it wasn't raining.
Exactly. I don't know.
Then we did go over to Disneyland and New Year's Eve itself, it started raining and raining and raining. And we knew they were not going to say like do Fantasmic. And we knew they were going to have to like probably not, because it was supposed to just get worse rain. So we knew that there wouldn't be fireworks.
So yeah, that's an important consideration. You can't control the rain or the weather, but you can look at the forecast and like manage your expectations.
That's exactly.
So,
and so we knew that.
So don't be like surprised that Fantasmic's not running and then go yell at a cast member because Fantasmic's not running. Like
We saw it.
Oh, and you know what?
They can't control the weather either. They want Fantasmic to run because then they don't have to be yelled at about that. But they can't do that. And so we knew these things were going to happen and we started hearing like, okay, Fantasmic's been canceled. Yes, okay. And some of the things, you know, some of the like fireworks weren't going to happen and then all the fireworks were going to happen. So like it just was, we knew it was going to happen though. And so we were fine with that. However, there were still fun projections on the castle. There was still like lots of music going. There's still a very party atmosphere. And because it was raining so much, the crowds did thin out. So we got like, it was still busy, but we got like close to the castle to watch. We never would have been able to do that.
That's true. Because we would have been doing other stuff and then.
Exactly.
And then gone to the outskirts of the big
party. Which also would have been fun. But there were adults who were like, so most of the kids were gone, but there were lots of adults who were in like full rain gear who were like singing in the rain and dancing and splashing in puddles in the middle of Main Street,
trust
USA.
Trust me, I did a Singing in the Rain.
You did. You totally did.
Around a lamppost.
Yes, you did.
On
I have
Main
a picture.
Street. And yeah, I mean,
and or people who were like blowing bubbles, and like it was a totally different atmosphere that you never would have experienced in perfect weather.
Managing disappointment is on you. Providing a good experience is on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some stuff that they can't control as well.
Yeah, and they also had to, and this, they had to cancel, they had to close an hour earlier than intended for safety reasons.
I don't know if it was safety reasons, but it was like, no one wants to be here at 2 a.m.
Fair enough.
When it's pouring rain.
But there was lots of stuff they did have to cancel for safety reasons. They don't run Fantasmic when it's raining for safety reasons. They don't run parades when it's raining for safety reasons.
Definitely safety reasons.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's just stuff they can't do. And like, okay, so then the last thing is when we went into Indiana Jones, we were using a Genie Plus. This might have actually been when it shut down when we were in line. Maybe. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this woman in front of us with her daughter. We're assuming daughter. And how old do you think the girl was? Like 8-ish? Young.
8 to 12.
Yeah, but closer to 8 than 12. We proceeded to hear her yell at and get very angry with the cast member who was just taking numbers. Like, you walk into the queue.
She was the checkpoint for the merge of Genie Plus and Standby.
Yeah,
Indiana
and
Jones.
We get that, like, some people, if you don't know how Genie Plus works or something like that, you might ask a cast member who might not be the great person to ask, who's in line, but hey, it's the closest cast member, and they can usually answer your questions. That's not what was happening here.
No. She was yelling and screaming at this cast member because she'd only gotten 2 Genie Pluses. Mm-hmm.
After spending a bunch of money on Genie Plus.
She had paid this much money for Genie Plus and it wasn't working and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, I can understand being frustrated. Don't take it out on the cast member, first of all.
Yeah, not even like a guest service, not that you should take it out on any cast member. It's not even someone who works for guest services.
Someone who can understand what you're, like, this, not the right. It was not the right anything. But.
And then they're going to go on this attraction. And then they proceeded to, like, because they were walking in front of us. And we proceeded to hear her muttering about to her daughter the whole ways. And I'm like, this kid just wants to ride Indiana Jones, okay?
Yeah. So, like, so you're going on Indiana Jones now, but you've ruined Indiana Jones for yourself.
Yeah, you finally get on one of the big tier attractions, which apparently you haven't done, according to you yelling at the cast member.
Yeah.
And now you're wrecking it. So, like, you can be disappointed.
So, that's the thing. Disneyland can be very busy.
Yeah.
And you might not get to do what you super want to do all the time. Not everything. You have to battle crowds. Yeah. There's lots of things on your list.
Everything costs a lot of money.
Everything costs a lot of money. But, like, you should enjoy what you're doing at the time.
Exactly. Remember why you're there. Like I said, you just said you didn't know if you agreed with me, but I said a rainy, crowded day at Disneyland in my world is still better than a non-rainy, non-crowded day somewhere else.
So what you said is the worst day at Disneyland is still better than the best day somewhere else. And I'm like, I've had some pretty good days elsewhere. And, like, the worst day at Disneyland, my feet hurt a lot, and it was really wet, and, like,
But what a fun
But,
story.
Like, a bad day at Disneyland is still pretty good.
Yes.
Is the better way to say that.
Like, agreed.
Like, even with my wet, sore feet, I had a lot of fun.
Exactly.
Going on Pirates of the Caribbean and wringing out my socks.
Like, that's a funny story.
Yeah.
Right? And you get those funny stories that, like, are super rare, and that's like a part of traveling, and that's a part of experiencing stuff and adventuring and things like that. And I just, like, it was, I had so much fun. Okay, so it wasn't sunshiny, but we, like, rode lots of rides and we ate lots of food and I shopped a lot. I'm just gonna say that
you did do that. Yes, my, like, I'm saying have a good time. Our credit card did not have a good time. It was very abused. Poor credit card.
Did you wrap it in like a soft blanket and pat it? It'll be okay.
Our credit card needs some aftercare. Poor credit card. But that's going to Disney.
Yeah, so no, it was fun. It was like silly, and yeah, I guess that's the thing is you make the best of what you can't control. You educate yourself as much as you can, but that's true for everything. Like if you were traveling through Europe and you don't look up schedules and things like that.
Okay, traveling. Perfect. You brought that up.
Oh,
We went to Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
And one of the big attractions in Amsterdam is the Anne Frank Museum.
Mm. Great example. Now I know what you're saying.
Like, okay, you want to go to the Anne Frank Museum. If you hadn't researched this and booked it 3 months beforehand, you're not going to the Anne Frank Museum. So you're going to be really, really disappointed.
They do have like a certain number. Well, not since COVID, I'm sure. But previous to that, they would have like very, very, very few. If there were cancellations, you might get a walk up.
Yeah. So
only if there were cancellations.
In your best interest, you research and you do things. If you have something you really want
to
do.
And if not, then you have to be okay with not going.
You roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And Disney's really good with providing stuff for people who roll with the punches. So as long as you're open-minded and not a crabby person
who yells at a cast member in the Indiana Jones queue,
you're gonna have a good time.
Or the couple that did nothing but scream obscenities at each other as they were walking past about how busy it was.
as people that have been there literally on the busiest days of the year
I think
we're well suited to say you can do a really good job at Disneyland on the busiest days of the year if you know what you're doing and you have a good attitude.
And you're open-minded.
And you're open-minded and you're willing to walk.
And
you're willing to play on your phone a little bit.
Yep. Ooh, you know another really cool experience? Like, happened upon that we were able to take time for because it was so busy, is when we saw the Columbia leaving, like, its little port.
Yeah, so we were just literally sitting and having a relax in the back corner.
We were having, like, a cup of coffee or something.
We had a cup of coffee, and there was a bunch of cast members on the Columbia in its, like, dry dock area. And we're like, hey, are they getting that ready to go? Yes, they were.
Yeah,
so
but
we
it
got,
was really cool watching.
We got to watch them preparing it.
Like,
and, like,
super close, and, yeah.
Testing the speakers and stuff, and then we got to see it backing out of out of the dock area. And
it was, like, a behind the scenes. It was really cool.
There's lots of random stuff.
Yeah.
As long as you keep an open mind, you're always, always going to have a good time at Disneyland.
Exactly.
Always.
But that's that. Keeping an open mind and keeping a... When we say be positive, we don't mean, like, ignore disappointment, because that isn't dealing with it.
Yeah. And...
But, like, deal with it and be like, cool, now let's move on.
To that end...
Yes.
On our last day...
Yeah.
My patience was wearing a little thin.
Only for a short period of time.
And it was supposed to be a nice weather day. We had just experienced, like, the biggest rainstorm that's ever rainstormed in Southern California. Like, it was bad the day before. And so I was, like, looking forward to a little bit of Southern California sunshine and enjoying that. And it still sprinkled. And so I was, like, kind of feeling sorry for myself. And we had been put on the front of Splash Mountain. And so I was wetter than I was wanting to be, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And we went to Galaxy's Edge to go sit in the sun. That was actually out at that point at that time.
Yeah, it was like a 20-minute sunbreak.
And we had one of the better experiences of the entire trip.
Totally.
Where all the characters came out and were, like, fixing the Millennium Falcon, and you had, like, a personal interaction with R2-D2, which wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
If we hadn't been there. So
we never would have been in Galaxy's Edge trying to warm up if that other thing hadn't happened, and I never would have had that, like, literally the coolest experience.
So, I don't know. There's always something cool that can happen at Disneyland.
I really like that.
Trying to be what I'm saying, but...
I really like that as an example. Disneyland is awesome, and don't be a jerk to people.
But they say it's the most most magical place on Earth.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not true, but most of the time it's pretty magical.
If you let it, it is basically always. Yeah. Those cast members, like... They make it happen.
That's number one. Mm-hmm. Be nice to the cast members. They're just trying to do their job.
They don't want it to be raining. They don't want you to not...
They're really nice people.
Yeah.
Be nice to the cast members.
Yeah, it's not their fault it's raining. It's not their fault it's crowded. It's not their fault that you didn't look at the weather or like rope drop or plan your Genie Plus or it, none of that is their fault.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to preach to people. You got to always be positive and everything.
No,
like,
I'm going to preach to people.
You're allowed to be a little disappointed. Like on this last trip, my mood wasn't always up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's going to happen when you're tired and exhausted anyway.
You can have valleys and allow yourself to be a little disappointed and then realize, no, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's fun. And you do different things because you're in the moment and not just
sometimes
following.
Easier said than done, but like, just do it.
Just do it. I like that.
I don't know.
I'm a super positive person. So
you
like
are,
it's
yeah.
And I was at Disney, so I was just happy. We're like standing in the big line and I'm like, look at the pretty lampposts.
Yeah, so you got very excited by the lampposts.
They were really decorated. Yeah. And then you were like, oh boy.
But there is literally always something to do in Disney that will put a smile on your face, no matter how bad you think it is in that second.
Oh, exactly. I have one piece of advice that I saw on like a Disney forum and then I think we should wrap her up.
Okay.
Okay. So it was a mom who, and we know like it's one thing for us to say like we are like let's go all day and let's do lots of rides and like we do Disney different than like a family
like
of 90, like six kids.
95% of people we do Disney different, like we go hard.
Yes, even
with a capital H.
What was it that the childless millennials of Disney? That's it. Even for them, which there are lots of us, by the way, like tons of us, probably more than you would expect. But even for them, we go harder than normal.
Yeah, no, like, I will give advice to people and, like, take it, like, three steps back from what we'll do.
Oh, 100%. And even then they're like, whoa, that stuff. And I'm like, oh boy. But anyway, this was actually from a mom of, like, several kids like, ranging in ages. And someone was like, you know, I'm going to be there for 2 days or 3 days. What's advice? And she said, everyone pick one thing they want to do. Whether that's a food item they want to eat, or a ride they want to ride, or something like
that.
So
you pick one of those things every day. So you pick a ride, one ride.
Yeah. So this one was
one food.
Yeah.
And one other thing that's
other.
Not one of those two.
Exactly.
And so everyone has one.
Exactly.
Three things that they're gonna do that day, and if you have a family of four, that's
your day.
12 things, and you can knock that out and everyone's happy then.
And then everything else is just
and everything
gravy.
Else is bonus, yeah.
Exactly. And everything else is just, and she said what actually works for them is I think she said, and she's like a family of six, is they take turns whoever's being, because they go to Disney a fair bit, but like a couple times a year, but they take turns as who is the priority. But the nice thing is the kids will be like, oh man, Pirates was going to be mine. And it's like, then pick something else and we do two things. Like, it might be everyone rides Pirates or everyone gets a Dole Whip or everyone, like, no matter what it is. So, and I think that's really cool. I think it's a very good way to think of it.
Yeah. If you prioritize, then you're never super disappointed. Yeah.
As long as you also understand that sometimes you might be there one day and you only want to ride Indiana Jones and Indiana Jones might be down. And then that's just the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
So anyway, things happen even at the most, Disneyland is the happiest place on earth.
Oh, right.
The world is the most
magical. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even
sorry,
at the
I screwed that up. I'm sorry.
Even at the happiest place on earth, sometimes things are not always happy, but they can turn around and be happy again pretty quickly, I guess is what it is. And there's still happiness even in the not happy stuff.
There's lots of happiness there.
I thought of another awesome thing. If you were not standing the long lineup, we would not have seen that family with the girls that were so Star Wars'd out. Like, people watching at Disney.
Yeah, people watching is great.
While you're standing those long lineups?
People, Disney Bound, like, look at Disney Bounds, look at little
kids.
There were
so many princesses from Bippity Boppity Boutique.
The Bippity Boppity princesses or the non-Bippity Boppity princesses.
Oh, yeah.
They just show up in their princess costume
and
they're like, I'm a princess.
I would also like to remind you, by the way, and I keep thinking of all these adults who complain when they're, like, walking for, like, what, 2 hours and then, oh, my feet hurt. That little girl has been wearing a ball gown.
Yeah.
And going hard. She's going to crash mid-afternoon and fall asleep, mind you. But she's been going hard.
I don't feel that bad for kids. I don't remember ever being tired as a child. Not like I've been at Disney as an adult. Oh, my God. God, you get tired.
But there were, there was like, there's all these like really cool, like people who are wearing great outfits and things like that who are showing their love of Disney, and they're fun to watch.
Or just go on Dapper Day and then everyone's showing their love
that's
of Disney.
That's very true.
Everyone that's cool.
Everyone that's cool.
And then the people that aren't being cool ask you what the heck is going on.
And they're like, that's really cool.
And that's really cool.
So anyway, there's like great, there's lots and lots of great memories and lots of great moments. As long as you're not miserable the whole time. Be disappointed for a little bit, move on.
Yeah, you can be that's what I'm saying. You can be disappointed. You can slightly worry about the amount of money you're spending.
While your wife buys a fourth pair of ears.
Yeah, there's definitely that. But you're still there, and there's lots of good.
Yeah.
There's lots of good.
Lots of good.
There's always lots of good.
Exactly. When it rains the whole time.
Even if it rains every single day, and it's Genie Plus is sold out every single day, ask me how I know.
How do you know, Brandon?
But we...
We had
know.
A wonderful
I think
time.
I think we kicked butt.
We
and
kicked
it was...
butt, and it was literally so much fun. And I would, if you were like, hey, do you want to go back and have this exact same experience again? I'd be like, yep, let's go.
I would choose less rain.
But if you didn't have an option in that.
Yeah.
It. What was worse, the crowds or the rain?
The rain.
Agreed.
I can sitting and relaxing, which we did a lot more of this time.
That's true.
I am more open to, because we went twice last year.
Mm-hmm.
I am more open to the slow burn of it all. My feet being wet was absolutely miserable. It was horrible. But we made it work.
We did. And we got to hang out with her too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to do some editing. This is end up being longer than anticipated. But that's okay.
Check out El Mule, who did the custom theme song at the top of the show. You can find it. Link to his work at our website.
DisneyA.wixsite.com/podcast. Okay. Okay. You can also email us there and connect us with us social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please rate and review our podcast. Maybe not.
This episode. Maybe not. I don't know. We're freewheeling
it's
right
late.
Now.
It's
yeah,
late.
It's all
sorry.
Good. It's all good. I think you should recommend us to other listeners because we're pretty awesome. And, like, you can hold back your disappointment just like you can with Disneyland. I don't know. Things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Next week, you know what we should chat about?
Andor. Andor.
The
like,
thing we were supposed to talk about, like last December.
A month ago?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Andor, and actually, I think that's great, because I do think we should do an episode about Clone Wars shortly after, so we can, like, just have, like, a Star Wars moment.
Are we going to have a Star Wars time?
We're going to have some Star Wars time.
Is 2023, the year of Star Wars?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope there's
no,
lots
because
of good
you know
stuff
what's
to come for
no,
Star Wars.
Yeah, well, it can be positive because we're going to be all depressed as all everything with Marvel.
Yeah.
Not because of quality, just because of, like, content.
Marvel is pushing depression and deaths and stuff. Star Wars is just going to be fun.
Yeah, 66 already happened. Like, what else could be bad?
They'll make us watch Order 66 again. Don't you worry.
I don't want to watch it anymore. It was really upsetting.
You saw the trailer for Mandalorian Season 3. Yeah. There's another Order 66 scene.
I'm hoping that was it. Anyway, so next week let's talk about Andor. Andor was amazing. Let's talk about it.
It was, and there's a really cool meme theme these days.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The one dude who's like the bureaucrat who talks to the imperial officer.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to show me.
There's a meme template where he's talking to her and he tells her something and she's like, what? And anyway, it's a meme template. It's good.
You'll have to show it to me.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Anyway, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney,
We're pretty awesome, and, like, you can hold back your disappointment just like you can with Disneyland. I don't know.